The audio is on.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Okay, good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. The time is 10:03 a.m. We are on our 10th special session. It is July 29th, 2021, and this is day 5 of our agenda. Congresswoman Stabler, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be together again today and to do the work for the Osage people. We ask that you guide us and give us the goodwill to do what's best for our nation and our people. We ask that you watch over all of us and watch over those who have issues, whatever they might be, and help them through them this day. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Texted me a minute or two ago and said that he hasn't been let in.
Yes, he texted me as well, and I told him I do not see him in the waiting room. The only people I have in the waiting room are Mr. Wygant, Ms. Heron, Ms. Hutchins, Mr. Fenton. And he texted back and said that he will try again, but I still don't see him at this time.
Congressman Keene's here as well.
All right, we have a quorum. Please review the journal from July 28th.
I'm not hearing anything.
Everyone's reading the journal, I think. So it's just quiet. Can you hear me?
I did, but yeah, you faded out as you were talking earlier. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, we're working on approving the journal right now. Clerk, I'm working on getting back, trying to get my laptop connected. So I will need to be let in. So please look for that.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaker, this is Rivard.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Thank you. I think just a minor, when I noticed appropriations meeting, I stated it would run until 12:30. It says noon, just minor.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congressman, yes, go ahead.
Motion to approve the journal of July 28, 2021 as amended.
Second.
Okay, I couldn't hear you. I thought you were muted. Go ahead. I apologize.
Motion to approve the journal of July 28, 2021 as amended.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the July 28th journal as amended and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay, motion. Your journal is approved. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports? Okay. Reports of standing committees.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman. Go ahead.
Government Operations Committee met yesterday, considered bill number ONCA 2177. An act authorizing appropriate $5 million to the executive branch for water and sewer infrastructure repairs and improvements to the city and community of Barnstall and to establish an alternate effective date. Excuse me, I am the sponsor. Committee action is, due pass with amendments needs to be checked there. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Rebard, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2180, an act authorizing appropriate $4,750,000 to the executive branch in American Rescue Plan Act funds for the replacement and upgrades to the nation's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Rebard, and Shaw. And that's it.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. The Health and Social Services Committee met yesterday, July 28th, on Bill number ONCA 2162, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $210,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan funds for the purchase of an ambulance for the City of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were 6 yes, Stabler, Lemon, Tillman, Walker, Big Horse, and Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Trying to pull everything up right now. Are there any other standing committee reports? I don't think there are. Okay. We are now on General Order Day 1.
Chair, there are committee reports from the Culture Committee.
Okay, I thought they had completed beforehand. Thank you. Congressman Big Horse, do you have committee reports?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Yesterday, Culture Committee met to consider Bill number ONCA 21-68, an act to authorize and appropriate $3,707,500 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the design, engineering, and construction of a new chapel in Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Lemon. The final action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, sir, please do.
Also, the committee considered bill number ONCA 2172, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,500 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Big Horse.
You? Yes, sir.
And also, the Cultural Committee considered bill number ONCA 2165, an act to authorize the amount of $92,000 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Goodfox. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Big Horse. And I have one more.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Also, the Cultural Committee looked at bill number ONCA 2174, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $92,500 to the Executive Branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the planning and construction of an outdoor basketball court in the Gray Horse Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Pam Shaw. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rivard, Stabler, Shaw, Maker, and Big Horse. And that's all.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Right, that's the end of the reports. At this time, per my notice, I would like to move to add ONCA 2185 to the, which is an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $239,900 to the City of Pawhuska Emergency Medical Services Department of American Rescue Plan funds to purchase. For purchase of a new ambulance and to establish an alternate effective date. That is my motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
To add to the proclamation. Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no? Okay, motion passes. At this time, I would also like to entertain a motion to move ONCA 2185 to first reading on today's agenda.
Second. Or so moved.
Second.
Thank you. Okay. Motion is made and seconded to place ONCA 2185 on first reading on today's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Thank you. And ONCA 2185 is assigned to the Health and Social Services Committee. Okay. We are now on General Order Day 1. Second reading, Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 63, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,500,000 to the Executive Branch American Rescue Plan Act funds for the purchase of land, design, and engineering and construction of a grocery store in the city of Homer, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker. ONCA 2164 is an act to authorize and appropriate $3,102,500 to the executive branch of the American Rescue Plan Act funds for the design, engineering, and construction of a new chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, I can't tell if you're there, if you'd like assistance.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Can you hear me now, Madam Speaker?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning. Thank you very much. And good morning, Madam Speaker and Second Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Principal Chief, if you're there, and anyone listening in. Doing second reading on ONCA 2167, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $1,750,000 to the Osage LLC of American Rescue Plan Act funds for continuation of the Gray Horse and Bowering Broadband projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Second Speaker Rebarb.
Yes, good morning, Speaker. I'd like to do a second reading of ONCA 21-70, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $130,000 from the American Rescue Act ARPA funds to update the Osage News website and produce an Osage News app and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2175, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of Oh my gosh. Sorry, just had something pop up on my screen here. The amount of $3,500,000 to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of broadband coverage throughout the Osage Nation and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next is myself. ONCA 2176, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2 million to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan funds for the design, engineering, and construction of the Captain Richard Luttrell Memorial Park on the Osage Nation Ranch and to establish an alternate effective date. Okay, we are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Well, I kind of feel like we're at a stopping point, at least, you know, the way I've kind of been understanding our discussion. So I feel compelled to make a motion to hold everything on general order day two to the call of the speaker.
Yes, sir. Thank you for weighing in. And so is that your motion at this moment? Or would you like continued discussion?
No, I'll second. I don't need any more. The okay. question that I have is, should I include the things that were just read out of general order day one, along with the bills that are on general order day two?
Yes, I would. I would. That's my thought, and that would be great as well. So, yeah, because they're going there tomorrow anyway, so.
Okay, Speaker, I'm going to make a motion.
Okay, go ahead.
My motion is to hold ONCA 2163, ONCA 2164, ONCA 2167, ONCA 2170, ONCA 2175, ONCA 2176, ONCA 2151, ONCA 2152, ONCA 2153, ONCA 2155, ONCA 2156, ONCA 2158, and ONCA 2159 on general order day two to the call of the speaker.
Second.
Thanks. Motion's made and seconded to place all of the bills that are currently on general order day one and those already sitting at general order day two on general order day two to the call of the chair and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, those will be held on general order day two. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker, go ahead.
GovOps will meet this afternoon from 2:35 until 4:10.
Thank you, sir.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
Health and Social Services Committee meeting will be 4:15 to 5:45 today.
Thank you. Is that okay? I apologize. Give me 1 second. I'm waiting for. Okay, I would like to thank you for that. Clerk will stay on the same link all day, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, next, I would like to notice that I will be working on, as soon as we finish session, I know we have meetings, but as soon as I can after we finish the session, I will get started working on communication to our branch and noticing the executive branch as well, due to the concern of myself and my colleagues in the Congress. I will address in my communication that we will be closing the doors of the legislative branch to the general public, and that will be, we will go back, we will continue to have folks in on a case-by-case basis and do the best that we can to, you know, protect our employees seated in the building at all times. Also, we have, you know, any employees that we have, well, per CDC guidelines that are recommended at this time, that even those vaccinated should wear face masks in an indoor setting as well. So I will address the requirement to wear masks. And I've also spoken with the Attorney General this morning, and I received it while we were in motion of session this morning. And I will be, he has sent the, I believe that he was awaiting the stamped copy from the court, but he has forwarded the, I don't know if it's, one moment, please. The unstamped copy. But the stamped copy will be sent to us as soon as he receives it. I have just received that, so I need to work on getting that sent to the clerk. But that is, I need to review it. After I review it, I will get it sent out. And then I will continue working on addressing the requirement to receive your vaccine for our offices. So I just want to notice you that I will be working on that. I want my colleagues to know that we are addressing it, as I know that it is a great concern of all of us in our branch. So just wanted to know, let you know that, and I will get working on that as, and get it out as soon as possible. Okay, anything else? Okay, if there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn or discussion.
I have discussion. This is Alice.
Okay, go ahead.
I thought that we should maybe, I thought about adjourning until tomorrow at 10 a.m. and then I thought maybe Monday so that committee meetings could happen tomorrow and more things could be moved out on Monday. And be parked, as RJ likes to say, and on general order day too. But I guess I am more interested in hearing the discussion from other members to see what's best, or from you to see what's best for committees and for our staff and just everyone in general. So.
Okay. More discussion, committee chairs.
This is Stabler.
Go ahead.
I am fine with that. My agenda just doubled in size, I think, and I could use at least a half a day probably tomorrow so that we could go ahead and try to close out from committee on health.
Okay, so sure. Then is it looking like we want to, because it's the last couple of days has been, you know, mostly the formality of the process of the legislative process. So that can certainly be taken care of on Monday. And that would give everyone time, a little bit of time to, you know, look things over. And I know that we have packed days. And so if you would like to do that, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Pop, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I had given notice to the Congress of my intent to amend the proclamation So I will have two pieces of legislation and a motion to amend the proclamation that would need to be heard tomorrow.
Matt.
Okay, thank Matt, you.
Speaker.
Yes,
I've also given notice and filed a bill this morning. I'm just wondering, Congressman Potts, I had planned on going ahead and reading it in on Monday. Can you do that, or you want it, you just need it to be done tomorrow?
Madam Speaker.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I can do it on Monday. I believe mine would be also assigned to, likely be assigned to the Health Committee. So even in the morning, that might be helpful to go in, read these in. If they are added to the proclamation, assign them to committee. I know that may take some time, but if we're talking about processing things through committee for both of these bills.
Okay. All right.
Well, I would just say that I hear both of you, but I also heard Congresswoman Stabler. So if it would be helpful to her, because I think that's the bulk of what's left. If it would be helpful to you to work through what you have so far and then work on making a longer or getting a longer scheduled meeting, since you have the bulk of the day next week, then you can work on the other half, whatever you don't get through, and adding whatever that Congresswoman Goodfox and Congressman Potts have. And still, I mean, because we would be 6-7, I think we'd be at day 7 by Monday. So I believe that there's still time is all I want to say. I'm not telling anyone, you all can decide, but I just think that I'm hearing you, Congresswoman Stabler, and saying that you would like to, you know, get your, everything settled for what you already have through the rest of the day and possibly tomorrow. So if you would like, I think everyone would be okay with Monday or could work with you on that for Monday. Yes, Congressman Walker.
I expect to clear the GovOps slate this afternoon, unless I'm overlooking something. I'm kind of thinking maybe, and this is just an idea, that we could adjourn until tomorrow. Those bills could be read in, assigned, and let everybody know, and this might require an exception or an emergency meeting. Tomorrow, I don't know. I haven't seen the agenda for tomorrow. I could look it up, but I'm talking now anyway. If most everything is in health, we could have a meeting tomorrow from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock and get through a lot of this stuff. And I wouldn't mind beginning the discussion about prioritizing all of this tomorrow in committee of the whole, rather than to let it sit and simmer or whatever for 4 days until Monday. I feel like we've all been working this week. It's fresh in our minds, and I think at the end of the week would be a good time to talk about prioritizing rather than wait 3 or 4 days till Monday. My thoughts.
Motion to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Say no. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you.
And that's fine. I was just sitting there thinking if all three of those pieces are going in health, then I would just as soon go ahead and get them added and spend the whole day maybe on health. So I'll go work with the clerk on that.
What are they?
I know. I don't know. I don't know.
What's that? Fire truck.